WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The current makeup of the Bryan City Council showed no interest in changing the current philosophy in code enforcement.
When I was here last time, I left this podium with the direction given to me was an emphasis placed on proactive enforcement, and we are trying our best to make sure we achieve that direction.
Mark Jurica fielded numerous questions in his first council update in 3 years.
We're not heartless. We will start new with every grass case at the turn of the calendar year. So if I sent you a notice in November, I'm not carrying that forward. I will start over as the beginning of grass season starts because what's out of sight is out of mind. We all had Christmas. We all went through the fall. We're going through the spring. But we will start this process here very soon.
Jurica says once initial notifications are issued, they will be prepared to take action in May and June when they receive citizen complaints or staff makes observations. The College Station City Council is considering a staff idea giving developers an opportunity to pay less for recently imposed impact fees.
We've looked at what the law allows, what do other cities do, and we have come up with what we think is a draft policy that would not only be fair to the developers, but also not just completely undermine the whole purpose of impact fees. We're trying to strike a good balance between those two.
The proposal presented by interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman was supported at the last council meeting. Final action will follow meetings with developers and possibly the public to credit developers when they build water and wastewater lines and streets. The director of Texas A&M's Student Counseling Center told the Faculty Senate that they are among schools nationwide working to address the myth that it takes too long for students to be seen. Dr. Marianne Covey says the myth is 6 weeks, but this semester, the average waiting time has been 9 business days.
Why this impacts, I think, the perception of the Counseling Center is because everybody wants something yesterday, and then they want us to fix it in 10 minutes.
Covey says instead of therapy, they are teaching students skills.
So when we say something like, you know, you might want to use your phone maybe for a calendar, they look at me like I'm crazy. Okay, well, what do you mean? Like for time management, like maybe you could schedule study time. I know that's kind of crazy. And they'll just look like, I didn't even know that was on my phone.
Covey says the center has had student groups this semester learning how to be resilient and how to handle failure. A North Zulch woman is in the Brazos County Jail for the 11th time in 17 years. 37-year-old Jennifer Westbrook was arrested by College Station police for forging and cashing 4 checks belonging to her former employer, totaling almost $3,300. According to the CSPD arrest report, after Westbrook was fired, her former employer did an audit and discovered 10 forged checks. In addition to the new charges, Westbrook is also being held on a charge of violating parole. According to online court records, she still owes almost $7,700 in restitution, attorney fees, and court costs following her guilty plea 5 years ago to using someone else's credit card. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. Text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple, trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning, 709, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Here you go with the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today, Mike Kilgore, at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Lots of cloudiness today. It'll be breezy and warm with highs around 80. We could see an isolated shower today, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild overnight. Lows are going to fall back to about 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop tomorrow. Breezy with a high of 75 to 80. Partial clearing, windy, and much cooler tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball avoided a sweep at the hands of number 24 Georgia over the weekend. Mitchell Kilkenny looked awfully good in the series finale. 6 2/3 innings scoreless as the Aggs won 5-0. Kilkenny on the SEC Network after the win.
My fastball command wasn't great, but you know, our hitters got us off to a good start. They jumped their pitcher really early, so they gave me the confidence that I needed.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Mitchell coming up. Also, the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship was last night. Notre Dame with a fantastic finish over Mississippi State. It was a great game all the way around. We'll talk about that one, as well as the men's matchup tonight in San Antonio. All that more coming up in sports.
So Villanova's a 6.5-point favorite, they said.
Oh, really? I can believe it with the way that they were shooting against Kansas.
So now, if you happen to watch the early game, I mean, I couldn't care less about the second game. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, Villanova and Kansas.
But you know, anyhow. 1 versus 1 isn't very fun.
Right. And as we mentioned, you know, Porter Mosier used to coach here, and so it was, you know, there was kind of a little connection there to see if they could win, and they were the Cinderella team.
Yeah.
But you saw at the end, did you see where the Michigan player had to vault over the CBS broadcast crew, I guess the TBS broadcast crew, Jim Nance?
I think I missed that.
Yeah, Wagner is the guy's name.
And, oh, yeah, Wagner.
Okay, and he broke Bill Rafferty's glasses.
No. Oh, geez.
They showed a picture of him with his glasses all bent up and everything, and we don't have the audio of it, but so Grant Hill saying, hey, look at the Hall of Famer dive under the table.
Yeah.
So and so Jim Nance, for his part, said, well, that'll make an interesting meme on the Internet.
Meme? Oh, Jim. You're so cute, Jim.
Yeah. Well, of course, then that made social media explode because he didn't pronounce it properly.
Right.
Which, again, old guys like me, we don't know that kind of stuff sometimes. And so Jim trying to rock the youth movement, called it a meme.
Yeah, if someone 6'11", 245 is flying at me, I'm diving under the table, too.
Absolutely. Not much fun. But
I haven't seen the meme yet, though.
You haven't seen the meme?
No,
okay.
I haven't.
Well, it's the video's out there. And, of course, CBS had it, like, for TBS, whoever it was, had it, like, from 7 different angles.
Oh, I think he meant to say GIF.
Yeah, probably did. Yeah, but you know he'll be on the Masters this weekend.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The tradition of the Masters on CBS for more than 60 years. Although this early coverage is on Golf Channel, owned by NBC Universal, not CBS, and formerly known as the Golf Channel. When it was acquired by NBC Sports, they changed it to just Golf Channel. It all seems silly to me and what must be a nightmare for our legal team. But be sure of one thing. The exciting final rounds of the Masters will be this weekend on CBS.
There you go. Yeah. I know.
So Kendall and I might have met our match this weekend.
Okay.
We were walking around and we ran into these two girls, again, just walking around following a group. They were actually looking for Phil. And we started talking to them. They were flying out the next day for Georgia to go to the Masters. They were getting to go to a practice round today. And then they mentioned how they were also going to the Kentucky Derby this year. And we just about died.
What do these young ladies do for work?
They're realtors and they have some pretty high-end high-end clients, because I definitely asked.
Like, how do you get to take off all this time?
Right, right. Flexible schedules, and yeah, and obviously, I'm pretty sure one of them had a connection somehow to get the Masters tickets, because those are not easy. Even a Monday practice round ticket is not easy to obtain. So they definitely had some better connections than we do.
Well, and they may have they may have a staff when they get back at the office.
True.
Who
or even
the,
a client maybe yeah. that they were able to. You
but
know,
I'm just thinking they've got
on.
People to actually show houses and
now,
things
like
say,
that.
Now I will
say, oh
yeah,
one of
to.
Them was on her phone at that moment, texting a client. So she wasn't necessarily off the clock. She was just happening to enjoy some golf while being on the clock.
Well, you ought to tell her that we get the perks of getting free wine in a can.
In a can.
So there. Yeah. And, you know,
wine.
And now so you got there by Uber, is that right?
Correct. We Ubered there. Yeah. And yeah, so when I called in at 8:50, we were walking up the, I guess, the 18th fairway to get to the back of the course.
You were walking while you were talking?
Well, no, I stopped. I actually did stop because I didn't want to run into a group that was golfing and then get yelled at for being loud.
Sure.
Well, I did stop to talk.
I tried to pull off the whole walking and talking whenever I was doing a phoner in one time, and I just sounded like I was running away from something.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I was completely out of breath.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely did decide to stop where there were no golfers or groups coming through.
Yeah.
So
you follow somebody, or you camp, or what out? What did you do?
So, well, the tickets that we had for that hospitality tent were on the 17th green, so we spent some time there, and then we also did walk around. And this course is kind of cool because some of the holes, you know, obviously they run parallel to each other, so we could be on one and then just kind of hop over a couple feet to see a whole different group.
So
like we did see Phil Mickelson and Justin Rose, Ian Poulter, who actually ended up winning the tournament. And so and then we just kind of followed for, you know, we'd follow a couple holes and then go find someone else.
And it was crowded?
You know, it wasn't too bad. Like, we were in the hospitality tent most of the time.
Hey, Zach!
Hey.
Zach,
we've
Chelsea,
never had
Chelsea
these
went to the
before.
Golf tournament under the auspices of I'm actually going to go watch him play golf.
I will say. So this is my third year being to the Houston Open, and it was probably the least amount of golf I've ever watched. But we still did watch some, and it was a good crowd, especially being good Friday.
We really don't care about that. What kind of goodies did they have in the hospitality?
So for breakfast, as the picture implied, bacon, sausage, eggs, fruit, I think.
As best I could tell, it wasn't on a paper plate either. It looked like it was on like the real thing.
Okay, actually, I think it was a paper plate.
Okay.
But it was real silverware.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
And then a fully stocked bar.
Uh-huh.
They did have a Bluebell ice cream cooler, but but it was like blue ribbon ice cream inside.
Oh, no.
It wasn't Bluebell.
Hey, I'd call the first
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. We were kind of upset. I didn't even eat the ice cream because, Bluebell
it's
only.
It's not that far.
But.
So folks understand, and I had a friend who worked for the PGA for a while, and he told me covering golf is the greatest gig in the world because he was the director of communications. He said, we feed them great.
Mm-hmm.
And back then it was big television sets, before the flat screens, but they can sit in a tent and watch that and make their notes and then go talk to the golfer like they were out there with them when it happened.
Oh, right.
What a ripoff. Right. What a ripoff. Yeah, so anyway.
That's like calling in for a post-game presser.
Yeah, that too. Hey. So there. All right, so here's the deal that I mentioned in the first hour. You remember that the University of Maryland, Baltimore County beat UVA in the NCAA tournament.
The Retrievers.
Right. First time ever that a number 16 had beaten a number 1. And so for Little Caesars, they had made this deal.
Oh,
remember, they tweeted that if a 16 beats a 1, they'd give everybody in U.S. America a free lunch combo.
At participating locations. Yeah.
Exactly. So you might want to check, but today is the day.
Gotcha.
And it's from 11:30 until 1, but you might want to check with Little Caesars locally here to find out if, in fact, they are providing that.
Okay.
And that would be a personal deep dish pizza and a bottle of soda water.
Soda water.
Liter of cola.
Now, there are several locations, so make sure to call all of them.
Well, I think they're all owned by the same folks.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have his number, but
yeah, we could just call right in. I'm sure Little Caesars is open right now.
Well, no, I mean, could talk to the franchise owner and see.
I got you.
But, you know, we'll find out. In the meantime, people who don't have to worry about that, there was one winning ticket sold for Friday's $521 million Mega Millions. It was sold in Morris County, New Jersey, which is just outside the city. The winning number, what do we care about the winning numbers? Estimated cash value, $317 million. Wow. So there you go. And that's like the fifth largest. So
okay. Wow.
All right. In the meantime, hackers, you may have heard this, broke into the computer system for Saks Fifth Avenue and Lord & Taylor, their department store, stole credit and debit information for 5 million shoppers.
Oh.
So if you've ever done that. In the meantime, also on Friday, Under Armour said somebody illegally got into their MyFitnessPal fitness tracking app.
I did hear that.
Yep. That data breach affected about 150 million users, although the company says there was no credit card or driver license information taken in the breach.
Why would you have your driver's license information on your fitness?
Well, I'm not even sure why a credit card, because I have my MyFitnessPal, the app, and you can use it for a lot of different things, but I did not know that you used it to purchase anything.
You may, in fact, have now been breached.
I've been breached.
Well, I guess it would make sense if you were, like, purchasing, because I know that they have a deal where you can buy, like, the premium or whatever, and you won't get ads.
That's true.
I wonder if that's not part of it.
Yeah.
Could be the deal. And then there's this for you Tesla folks.
Wall Street automotive analysts are warning Tesla stock's sharp decline might continue after Friday's 1-2 punch for the automaker. First, the recall announcement for almost half of all the vehicles the company has so far produced.
Half, okay?
Half.
If you have a Tesla, you got a 50-50 chance that you are one of these people.
Wow.
Corroding bolts that could lead to the loss of power steering has forced Tesla to fix 123,000 of its Model S sedans.
Okay, so, and you
know, corroding bolts.
Yeah, corroding bolts that could hurt the power steering. Then
the revelation, its Model X SUV in a fatal crash earlier in March was in autopilot mode. Tesla's stock lost a third of its value in recent weeks due to that crash, continued production problems with the Model 3 sedan, and financial trouble.
Uh-oh, rut-row.
Yikes.
Yeah, so we'll see. So not a good day for Elon Musk. Half of the Teslas. So if you're driving a Tesla, you probably just need to go check, okay?
Yeah,
just see
definitely.
How that works out for you.
Might need to take that flamethrower to some of those Teslas.
Yeah. By the way, you got 2 weeks for to file your taxes. Deadline is Tuesday, April the 17th this year, because April 15th falls on a weekend, and Monday is a federal holiday in D.C.
Hey.
You've got until then, so you got a couple of extras there. Finding the perfect combination of fashion and comfort can be downright impossible for you stylish shoe lovers, but the good folks at Birkenstock here to help out.
Tell me more.
Birken.
All right, Cosmo reports that the footwear company is launching two new glittery styles for spring.
Oh, great.
All right, now wait a minute.
Glittery. Ooh.
Birkenstock and glitter together?
Yeah, they've been coming out with some shiny. Right. Well, I've seen some metallic Birkenstocks, which are actually kind of cool, like shiny silver, shiny copper.
You can choose $145 sandal or $155 clog in pink or silver glitter, and the shimmery styles are on sale beginning today. Now, I don't know, Chelsea, did you pay any attention? How many ladies were wearing functional footwear or stuff that they had no reason to be wearing on a golf course?
So the Houston Open isn't as bad as the Dallas tournaments. When we go to the Byron Nelson every year, those girls are just ridiculous.
I gotcha.
They're in wedges and high heels and dresses.
Crazy.
And they kind of forget that, like, a golf course is, you know, it's
ups
got,
and
like,
downs
hills.
And,
and yeah, you go, like, off-roading a couple of times unless you want to just follow the cart path, which you really can't.
Right.
And so, yeah, so the Houston Open isn't quite as bad. More women dress appropriately there, but Houston or Dallas is bad. And then when we did go to the Phoenix last year, that was ridiculous.
How are you going to get the attention of the golfers if you're not working it out there like
that's
it's the runway?
They're looking at the cart path.
Right. It's golf.
I know. Right. And I get it, I guess, if you do get to just be in one of those tents all day.
Sure.
But if you're out on the course, you've got to be wearing something more functional.
Right. Because, and you may need to move fast or you may want to move fast.
Right.
And as a result, that wouldn't work.
You're outdoors. You're in grass. It's not.
What if there's a bear that emerges from the woods and starts to chase you?
Hey, depending on what course you're at, that's very possible.
So, Chelsea, you missed the elevator being broken.
Well, I know.
Friday.
You guys mentioned that. That is unfortunate.
And
I will say today it did work, but as I was on my way up, it came to a sudden stop and then it kept going. And it worried me a little bit.
Did it do that?
No, it didn't make too bad of a noise. It just stopped. And I thought, then I was like, great.
Every time it does that to me, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm too fat for the elevator now.
Well,
it's not going to work.
Well, I don't think that.
And one of the tiles in the floor is broken.
Yeah. Oh.
I stood on that. It made a funny little noise and went, ow, okay.
Yeah, it's a little flimsy.
And mind you, this is one of two. The other one's not working
First world problems for us. Yeah. First world problems for us. Just want to let you know. Hey, did you notice Burger King kind of put out a commercial for a chocolate Whopper yesterday?
Oh, I
know. Chocolate Whopper.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
The chocolate Whopper supposedly, chocolate cake buns, chocolate patty, raspberry syrup as ketchup, white chocolate onions, milk chocolate lettuce, vanilla frosting mayo, and candied blood orange tomatoes.
That's
even if you like
a lot of
sweets,
chocolate.
That's a lot of sweets.
Split that with somebody. Cup Noodles teamed up with a company called Zenni Optical to make a steam-proof glasses for ramen eating.
Oh.
Glasses had little tiny built-in fans that would blow away the steam. Plus, they have a detachable fork on the side. As far as we know, it's not real, but,
Yeah.
And the picture looks like it could be. You know, there's a concept there if you wanted to have little whirling blades near your eyes, I suppose, and have a little fork right there to help you out. But nonetheless. Hey, here's a fun fact today. Hillary Clinton reportedly speaking at Rutgers University earned $7,000 less than Snooki did when she spoke.
Yeah. Wow.
No respect.
Your stock is going down, Hillary.
Yep. So there you go. You got
Yikes.
That. No rush update this morning at 7:26. Let's have a look at the weather. And it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Great weekend. The temps are going to be about the same today, 81 for a high temperature. Probably today and tomorrow, winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Now, we have a slight chance of showers today and tonight, but increases considerably for tomorrow night as we're looking at a 70% chance of rain that'll it'll go along with a wind shift change. It'll bring it down to about 47 degrees. Now, Wednesday looks like a great day, 67 during the day. But we're going to be down to about 47 again at night. And then we'll get back to weather that we kind of expect this time of year. But as we mentioned earlier this morning, even this morning in Dallas, it's 48 degrees. Here, 20 degrees cooler. We've got overcast skies, and it's 68.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Christina, 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 Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account, and they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council's first update on code enforcement activities in 3 years included trading opinions whether to give property owners more time to keep grass mowed and resolve other nuisances. During the council's last meeting, Prentice Madison called on giving elderly property owners more warnings before the city takes action that many cannot afford.
If you send out a notification and they took care within the 7 or 10 days that they need to take care of, and then a month or two down the road and it slips an elderly person's mind, you can send someone out and mow it, have it mowed, and now they have this $100 administration fee plus the mow fee. I'm saying that's putting them in a predicament that's unaffordable.
Ben Hardiman acknowledged the city taking action and placing lines will create a hardship for some.
But lack of the ordinance and lack of enforcing the ordinance will also create a hardship, an undesirable city, for the people living in the neighborhood next to the property that is not maintained or next to the junk vehicle that action is not taken upon.
The council was told additional warnings would add more staff time and cost to the process of eliminating problems. The College Station City Council is considering action to reduce the amount of money received from newly created impact fees.
The developers are saying, well, wait a minute. You know, on your impact fee list, you said you have to build this water line, but in my project, I'm going to be building part of that water line. Shouldn't you give me a credit for, you know, this project that I'm working on that's on your impact fee list? And that's a legitimate question. The same question comes up with roadways.
Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman was part of a staff presentation at the last council meeting asking if developers should be credited for adding infrastructure at their cost. The council will resume discussion after staff gets feedback from the development community and a possible public meeting. The guest speaker at the last Texas A&M Faculty Senate meeting is in her third month as the director of the University Student Counseling Services. However, Dr. Marianne Covey has been there since 1988, and the purpose of her visit was to respond to the myth that it takes 6 weeks for students to be seen.
There is not a six-week wait. This semester, the longest anyone had to wait was 9 business days.
Covey says the myth that is not only at the university but nationwide is that everybody wants something yesterday and they want it fixed in 10 minutes.
The presenting problem when I started in 1992 that students came to the counseling center was for romantic relationships. That was the number one reason, and it stuck. It stuck for about 15 years, okay? Then it switched to depression. So in the early 2000s, it went to depression for about 3 or 4 years. Then in the last 5, it has been hands down anxiety. And anxiety just skyrocketed.
She says some students are considering suicide as a coping mechanism for feeling uncomfortable, and she tells students it's fine to be uncomfortable. A North Zulch woman is accused of forging 10 checks belonging to her former employer. 37-year-old Jennifer Westbrook is also being held on a parole violation. Westbrook was arrested by College Station police on 4 counts of forgery, totaling almost $3,300. According to the arrest report, 9 of the checks were made out to Westbrook, and the 10th was to her landlord to pay rent. The forgeries were discovered during an audit, which followed after the woman was fired in January after 6 months on the job. According to online court records, Westbrook pleaded guilty to credit card fraud almost 5 years ago and was sentenced to 9 years. In that case, she was ordered to pay restitution, attorney fees, and court costs. No payment has been made on that total bill of almost $7,700. A Bryan man convicted 3 times last year for driving with an invalid license went to jail again on the same charge. 25-year-old Marcel Oliver was released after posting bond and paying more than $3,400 in fines and court costs from tickets in past cases. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, Oliver was driving a vehicle that was stopped because the front seat passenger was also wanted. The officer who made the arrest noted Oliver had 13 suspensions on his driver's license. The passenger, 27-year-old Ronnie Ray Williams of Bryan, was arrested for a parole violation and warrants for evading arrest twice with a prior conviction and drug charges. A Department of Public Safety trooper fired his gun to stop a vehicle that was headed for a Somerville police officer. A DPS news release reports no one was injured from last Thursday night's incident in Somerville. The driver of the vehicle, 36-year-old Richard Laredo Jr. of Somerville, was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, felony evading arrest, and interfering with an emergency call. DPS was assisting the Burleson County Sheriff's Office with the investigation of a domestic violence case at the time of the gunfire, which was in a ditch off Highway 36. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 68 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kubota's L2501 HST packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 HST makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $139 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing.
Hey, good morning, 737, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to Austin also. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Here you go.
Mostly cloudy and warm today. It'll be breezy as well. Highs close to 80. We're at risk for an isolated shower during the day. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, mild tonight, 65 to 70. Cloudy, breezy, scattered showers, and maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partial clearing, windy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of Aggie sports in action over the past weekend, including baseball, which was able to salvage a win against Georgia. Mitchell Kilkenny was the winning pitcher on the mound for the Aggs Saturday in the finale. Here he is after the victory.
My fastball command wasn't great, but you know our hitters got us off to a good start. They jumped their pitcher really early, so they gave me the confidence that I needed.
Kilkenny doing an interview on the SEC Network. Also, Aggie softball nearly pulled off the sweep over South Carolina. However, the Aggs came up just short to the Gamecocks yesterday, 5-3. So we'll talk about both those matchups as well as NCAA championship basketball. The women last night, Notre Dame the victor, and tonight it'll be who is it going to be tonight? It'll be Michigan and Villanova.
Okay.
Too many teams to remember.
Okay.
All that more coming up in sports.
Yep. All right. And again, I don't care. I don't care. Hope it's a good game.
Well, but you could at least say if Michigan wins, you could say, the Aggies lost to the national champs.
Yeah. By 20, 30, how many points?
A lot. 27?
By a bunch to not very much.
Yeah, 99-72, right. Do the math.
Fine. All right. So this story about the Marion Covey.
Yes, Marion Covey.
What is her title exactly?
So she is now in her third month as the director of the university's student counseling services.
Okay.
But she's been with A&M in that area since 88.
Yeah.
And I've met her. She's a college soccer player, I believe. Soccer in college. And she's kind of a sports psychologist. They've used her with the athletic teams and stuff as well. So this is a fairly new position that she's in.
Well, my kids who went to college, neither of them went to a school as big as A&M.
Right.
So that helps, certainly. And, you know, if you go to a private school rather than a public university, maybe a better chance. But, I mean, the very idea that you got 60,000 students over there, most of them probably came from cities that are smaller than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can see how you get overwhelmed. Plus, we've talked about snowflakes in a laughing way for a long time. And then each and every one of us remember when we were like 13 or 14 and everything that happened that day was the crisis of our life.
Right.
Now you fast forward that to the kids who are 18, 19, 20 years old and having the same problems. And I guess that's what she was addressing.
Well, and I've mentioned this before, too, on the show. A lot of these kids come into college already on some type of, you know, medication for anxiety.
Right.
And then they get to college. And then you talk about all the issues that they face, which were honestly, I think, a lot of the same issues we faced. It's just it's a different mindset
now.
It
is a different mindset now. But I mean, what did she say that the number one reason for counseling was to meet somebody? Is that basically
Had said? Beforehand, what she was saying, like, let's, you know, rewind 15 years.
Yeah.
Relationship problems were the main reason that people came and sought counseling.
Interesting.
And I mean, I guess, okay, yeah, you know, boyfriend broke up with me or girlfriend, you know, ex-girlfriend is dating someone new. I'm sad. Here, I need counseling.
Surrogate parent thing.
Right.
Okay.
And then it turned to depression.
Right.
So, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, depression is the main reason people are coming in. Well, now it's just general anxiety, I think a lot of it, too, is not knowing how to handle failure. I mean, these are kids who are, especially now with the way admissions are. I mean, you're making good grades in high school if you're getting into A&M. You always were, and now all of a sudden you get to that first freshman biology class and you fail, and they do not understand how to handle it.
Well,
they don't know how.
And like she said, too, you know, people learning that being uncomfortable is okay.
It's not the
end of the world.
Right.
Like, I mean, there are times where you'll be anxious about a big test or just what's going on in life, but it's okay.
And that's what she says. Some students are considering suicide as a coping mechanism
for
feeling uncomfortable. And a lot of times, you know, obviously we don't report every suicide call or every suicide attempt.
Right.
But there, I can tell you, the numbers are staggeringly high compared to what they used to be.
And, you know, and part of that, part of that does go back home. Part of that is what kind of relationship you built with your parents ahead of time. And did they make you ready for the bumps in life? Because you know what? Everybody gets bumps in their life. They really, really do.
Right.
It's not a clear bumpy.
Well,
not a clear path.
And when things go wrong in school, whether it's with a class or a test, that's not counseling. You need academic support.
Right.
You need to go see that professor or see, your academic advisor. Hey, maybe this isn't the right course for me. I need to do something else. Or maybe I need a tutor. I don't need a counselor to tell me what to do with my life. It's a bad grade.
What can I do for some extra credit?
Right.
The other thing that she mentioned, which was interesting, is that kids don't know that they have tools on their phones.
Oh, gosh. Just skills in general. like general general study skills or how to structure my week. And I think part of it sometimes too, kids get a little too I'm not saying too involved, but here's my freshman organization, you know, got to hang out with my fish camp group, got to do this, got to be part of this. And then all of a sudden they're completely overwhelmed because they're not used to having to balance all of that.
Sure. Well, again, and
you know,
and
they don't have mom or dad to drive them to soccer practice.
Right. There are
they
so
have
many
to get there themselves.
So many variables, but it's and you know, again, it's easy to make light of, but when it's inside their minds, it's a whole different prospect for them. Let me grab a phone. Mm-hmm. Hey,
my son's at the big school over there. He's in his junior year at engineering, and he found that if he went and talked to his professor, even if he had a question or an argument, he could argue with them, and they would listen to him and respect him.
Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate you telling us that. And that's College of Engineering, which is gigantic.
Well, you know? And can you imagine, too, the kids who were never taught to go by themselves to speak to a teacher or a coach. And, you know, mom and dad always did that for me. Well, trust me, mom and dad still email professors all the time, just like any other, you know, good teacher or coach, they will respond to the student much better than mom, who's not even in town. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and again, as I say, when I took one of my kids off to school, the guy said, this is the first person that your son's going to be living with who doesn't love him.
Yep. You know,
it's a different world out there. But
that's true, too.
That's the way life is. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's wash our ears out with this. A California judge, has ruled that coffee sellers must post warnings about possible cancer risk posed by coffee.
I feel like then you should have to put a cancer warning on everything.
And that's, you know, we've played ping
Stop
pong with this.
Stop hating on coffee.
we played ping pong with this for 15 years, okay?
Yep.
But this was a lawsuit from a nonprofit called the Council for Education and Research on Toxins. That's what they're called.
Man, that's a long word.
And it sounds bad because it's got that toxin word in it.
Toxins.
Poison.
So, argued that some 90 coffee houses had failed to give customers, quote, a clear and reasonable warning about the compounds that may cause cancer. In this case, it was stuff called acrylamide. And what happens is acrylamide forms when the beans are roasted. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we're talking now. It doesn't matter whether it's the Green Monster or the Golden Arches or Frank's Coffee House.
Right.
In California, they have to do that.
Wow.
As many people may know by now, it is present in other foods as well, mainly overcooked starchy foods like French fries.
No.
And toast.
No.
So like you said, we're going to have to, but by
Blacken
law.
Blacken s'more marshmallows.
By law, on Friday, the judge put this in place that they now are going to have to give you a warning.
Right. So how many people are going to read that warning and be like, well, never drinking coffee
I
again.
I know. It's just
French fries. Nope.
The world we live in. Hello.
Yeah, perhaps we should give all pregnant mothers a pamphlet explaining how having a baby is going to increase their risk of cancer by 1,000%. I'm talking about the baby's risk.
Yeah, well, that's right. Bringing them into the world will increase their chances of cancer.
There you go. Just stop having kids.
One more reason to not live in California.
We're all going
to
die.
Kicking the back of my seat on an airplane.
Brazos Family Magazine wants to help your business reach families all across our growing community. Brazos Family is filled with the best family-friendly content from cover to cover. Hear from local experts about health, safety, advice, technology, fun, and so much more. With summer just around the corner, get the details about the incredible summer camps and activities available across the Brazos Valley. To learn more and reserve your ad space today, contact Dale Hendry at 979-695-9595 or dale@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Danger signs of a world moving too fast are all around us. The demand to produce more in less time is increasing, and the ingredients we need to live well-rounded lives are being stripped away. Something's got to give. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. From microwaves to computers to fast food, we've become a nation accustomed to easy and immediate results. But problems can arise when you have the world at your fingertips. First is an attitude of impatience. Our society wants what it wants, and it wants it right now. We've forgotten that authentic success can't be rushed. It often takes hard work over a long period of time. But when people lose sight of this, they try shortcuts to achieve more results with minimal effort. Consider athletes caught in doping scandals or individuals hoping to lose weight without eating or exercising. The list could go on and on. A second problem is this: instant results weakens our character. Building success slowly gives us a chance to develop with integrity. And as our character is strengthened, so is our ability to handle success. Many people have raced to the top only to lose it all because they lack the integrity to handle the responsibility their success demands. The faster our world moves, the more diligent we need to be to pursue not only success, but character. In other words, we all want to be successful, but few are willing to learn how to be successful. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Here's the cold, hard truth about hard water in our homes. Nearly 90% of America is affected by it. Hard water contains harsh minerals that can dry out skin and hair. Hard water can raise our electricity bill by up to 48%. It even creates buildup in pipes that can lead to pathogenic bacteria growth. Stressed out yet? Don't be. Salt-based water softeners can solve all your hard water issues. Get the full scoop at alittlesalt.org.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. It was a rough weekend for 15th-ranked Texas A&M baseball, but the guys were able to pull out a 5-0 win in Saturday's series finale with 24th-ranked Georgia. Aggie starter Mitchell Kilkenny allowed just 3 hits over 6 2/3 scoreless innings to improve to 6-0 on the year.
My fastball command wasn't great, but you know our hitters got us off to a good start. They jumped their pitcher really early, so they gave me the confidence that I needed to compete into the game with not my best stuff.
That's Kilkenny on the SEC Network after the win. With the victory, the Aggies improved to 21-8 overall and 3-6 in SEC play. On the softball diamond, the 12th-ranked Maroona White came up just short of sweeping 8th-ranked South Carolina yesterday, falling to the Gamecocks 5-3. Now, the Aggies took the first two games of the series 3-0 and 2-1 respectively. With the loss, the Maroona White fall to 32-8 overall and 5-4 in SEC play. 3 relay victories and a discus title wrapped up Texas A&M's 4th and final day at the 91st Texas Relay Saturday. Now, in addition to sweeping a pair of 4x800 relays to start the day, the Aggies defended their title in the men's 4x400 relay to cap the long weekend. Inside the oval, Texas A&M sophomore Serena Brown unleashed a career-best discus throw of 198 feet 1 inch to earn her second victory at the meet following a win in the B section a year ago. A crazy finish in the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship last night.
Ogumba Wale for the win. Good! Arike Ogumba Wale wins the national championship for Notre Dame!
And I mean, with the call on ESPN, that shot came with 0.1 seconds remaining as Notre Dame topped Mississippi State 61-58. The Irish pulled off the biggest comeback in title game history, rallying from a 15-point deficit in the third quarter and a 5-point deficit in the final minute 58. On the men's side of the court, the NCAA championships are set for tonight with Michigan and Villanova going at it. Tip-off is at 7:20 in San Antonio. Gerrit Cole struck out 11 over 7 innings in his Houston debut, and the World Series champion Astros rolled to an 8-2 victory over the Texas Rangers yesterday Airstro skipper A.J. Hinch following the win.
I thought he was exceptional. He was in total control of the game, and I think he finished even stronger than he started. I mean, his stuff was electrifying at the end of the game. I think he was executing pitches.
Hinch on Cole's performance. Now, the Stros will return home tonight to host the Baltimore Orioles for their home opener. First pitch is at 6 o'clock at Minute Maid. Meanwhile, the Rangers head out west to pay a visit to the Oakland A's at 9:05. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the court, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 23 points and pulled down 14 rebounds, and five other Spurs scored in double figures as San Antonio downed Houston last night 100-83. Here's Spurs head man Greg Popovich after the win.
All in all, I thought we moved the ball well, and Kyle Anderson was, you know, he was a star. He did a great job on a future Hall of Famer in James. So Kyle deserves a lot of credit.
Now on the other end, James Harden scored 25 points as the Rockets saw their 11-game win streak come to an end. Meanwhile, in Dallas, or actually in Cleveland, I should say, LeBron James struggled before extending his record double-digit scoring streak to 868 games as the Cleveland Cavaliers downed the Dallas Mavericks 98-87. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and due to the recent hailstorm, many of you now have damaged vehicles. Now, fortunately, Team Ford in Navasota was not hit with hail, is currently low on pre-owned inventory, and has hundreds of vehicles to trade during Truck Month. So bring in your hail damage trade and take advantage of huge Truck Month savings at Team of Navasota today. Call or click myteamford.com. Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
Hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Michigan alum and Vegas casino CEO Derek Stevens had a feeling this year's Michigan men's basketball team was special. So that's why he's one win away from $1 million.
Oh.
He made a $25,000 bet on a 40-1 before the tournament started.
Because he really needs the money, I'm sure.
Yeah, really. Yeah, owns the Golden Gate Casino in downtown Las Vegas Event Centers. But anyhow, so he's pretty happy with that. All right, just so you know, Toys R Us officially shut down its website on Sunday as the chain proceeds to close all of its physical stores in U.S. America. Upon opening the Toys R Us or Babies R Us website, visitors are met with a message directing them to the company's brick and mortars because we're going out of business.
So grab some on sale stuff.
Yep. Drove by the one here in town the other day, and it was so sad.
They had
a guy out there said closing business.
Oh, did I think it was he spinning a sign?
Yeah,
is he dressed like something?
No, he was just dressed as a normal person, but he had a sign.
All right, so yesterday was April Fool's Day and Easter.
Easter.
Last time that happened, 1956.
Okay.
Just so you know.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
What was it like, Scott?
I don't know. I don't remember. I was only six. The next time it'll be 2029.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, if you haven't, if you can get to work ahead of some of your coworkers, if you need to have some sort of a nerdy, April 1st thing you can do, rearrange the keys on their computer.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not cool.
Okay.
That's not cool.
Although, Yeah, okay.
Change the language on somebody's internet browser.
Oh,
that
yeah.
could be kind of fun.
Sure. Especially if they don't know how to get back to
That's
the language.
Right. Oh, That's right. That's why they have to call tech support.
They're technically disinclined,
yeah,
I guess.
I like this one, which is pretty old. It said, put some tape on the ball underneath somebody's mouse.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you had a mouse that
right.
had a little ball underneath
right.
it? But that's fine. That's okay. That's why we give away mouse pads, because you don't need them anymore.
Exactly.
And by the way, just in case you didn't know, that we're just about done with the nacho fries at your neighborhood Taco Bell.
I need
Bell.
To hurry up and get some.
Yeah,
I haven't
Zach,
yet.
You really
get
do.
On that.
The 14th is the deadline.
All
That's
right.
when they're going to get rid of them.
Less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, and again, they'll return probably in the summertime. We're not sure, but why would you tempt fate?
Yeah,
exactly.
You might be
Don't
sadly disappointed.
Don't want to take any chances.
Why would you want to in any way be disillusioned knowing that that would happen? Coming up on the other side of the news, we have the wrong foods to be eating before you go to your workout. So
oh, okay.
if you've got a workout today.
Probably a big cheeseburger.
Yeah, well, it would be, as a matter of fact. So platypuses are mammals, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
They're kind of funny looking. They do not nurse their child, their babies like mammals do.
Okay.
Instead, they concentrate their milk in their stomach and they sweat it out.
Ooh.
Sweat it out.
Sweat it out.
Milk sweat.
I'm just saying. Yeah. The beer that gets the worst overall rating in the world is Natural Light.
Natty.
Sounds about right.
Natural Ice is second. Just saying. And Richard Gere's middle name, Tiffany.
Oh,
really?
Yes. I think I remember. I knew
there
it was something
you go,
early.
If you needed to
Richard
know that.
Richard Tiffany.
68 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.